'Twas 10 o'clock on election eve, and the folks were gathered round the TV, as we humans do, to see what's going down. When a rush of ads and infomercials sealed the ruination of the candidate with a healthy fear of corporate domination. It seems he fathered an illegal alien a couple years ago, and the socialists and gays and Muslims give him all his dough. And he really wants to tax you to death and to kill your granny too. He's saying that on the TV, so by God it must be true. Thank God for the Supreme Court, modest and high-minded sort, never would rule us from the bench, hit us with a monkey wrench, except when it comes to appointing a president for a democratic nation. We're handing elections over now to monster corporations. Yeah, these justices respect whatever the founders had in mind, except the part about keeping corporations very much in line. They used to be limited partnerships with a very limited reach, but now, by God, they're people with tender feelings and free speech. Thank God for the Supreme Court, modest and high-minded sort, never would rule us from the bench, hit us with a monkey wrench, except when it comes to appointing a president for a democratic nation. We're handing elections over to monster corporations. Thank God for the Supreme Court, modest and high-minded sort, never would rule us from the bench, hit us with a monkey wrench, except when it comes to appointing a president for a democratic nation. Or handing elections over to big old friendly corporations.